Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
Never before have two genes for barley yellow dwarf resistance been stacked into a single Central Plains cultivar. It's Uncharted, another in the innovative new wheat varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. The second gene from intermediate wheatgrass gives a unique level of protection to BYD, keeping the plant green right up until maturity. With Duster and Bentley parentage, Uncharted is well adapted to the Central Corridor and tolerates heavy grazing. Go where you've not gone before with wheat production with Uncharted. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, Meg Greske is the newest soil health educator for the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, and she said her main focus for her and her team is teaching farmers and ranchers how to adopt the five principles of soil health.
The soil health team is really focusing on teaching farmers and ranchers how to adopt the five principles of soil health in their management practices on their operations. We are really pushing cover crop use and diverse crop rotations on crop operations, which helps to reduce the problems with weeds and pests and keep more soil water where it falls, as opposed to having it all run off and lose it and not be able to use it for our subsequent crops. And in terms of livestock grazing management, we are pushing regenerative practices, which allow grass to regrow between grazings, and using high-density grazing practices, which mirror the way that the buffalo used to move across the plains. Because we can really use cattle as an analog to the bison we used to have on the plains in order to treat our native and improved grasses in a way that's consistent to how they naturally evolved. And so we are trying to get producers to either use more electric fence in terms of quicker rotating for cattle, or also to use some of the new stockmanship practices that have gained popularity lately to herd cattle and to direct them around properties in a high-density herd that rotates itself. So we're trying to get people to keep their cattle moving and to leave more grass on the ground instead of grazing it all the way down to the dirt, and to help get some more plant diversity in both our pastures and in our crop fields. We want to try and keep ground covered all year, so trying to replace fallow systems with cover crops. And we also have colleagues that we work with that focus a lot on water quality. And so we are trying to help educate urban landowners about conservation practices they can engage in, where in terms of keeping lawns a little bit longer and cutting back on chemical inputs on lawns, we have what's called the yard-to-yard program, which we work with the Water Quality Division on that.
For farmers interested in learning more or finding a place to start, Greske said she recommends reaching out to her or anyone a part of the soil health team.
Well, that's what we're here for, the Oklahoma Conservation Commission Soil Health Team. You can reach out to us either on Facebook or through our website, or you can give us a call. We are downtown in Oklahoma City at the Oklahoma Department of Ag building. It's either that, you can contact us or your local conservation district. Your local NRCS can help, too. Or just go online and do some research on regenerative ag and cover cropping. There is so much information out there these days.
To hear more about soil conservation from Meg Greske, you could go to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.